As Cicero tells us, in times of war, the law is silent. That's why the first female American to be hanged by the U.S. government was so dispatched on July 7, 1865. Mary Surratt was tried by a military commission, not a jury of her peers, motivating Robert Redford, it seems, to direct a thought-provoking film surrounding the aftermath of the assassination of President Lincoln, just as the Civil War was winding down. Redford's screenwriter James D. Solomon has readjusted our focus on the Lincoln assassination at a time when the U.S., over recent years, has been locked in heated debate about military tribunals and civilian justice. Robin Wright is cast as Mary Surratt. Mrs. Surratt's plight as to whether she was party to the conspiracy to kill Lincoln makes an interesting juxtaposition for us here, nearly 150 years later. After a screening of the Redford film earlier this month, I could have sworn a few Yankees had just watched a film on American history. Cleverly, it compelled us all to root for a Christian woman of rebel persuasion who is being put upon by a nasty old Yankee government after the assassination of a president most every American of whatever political stripe today reveres. Moreover, the film directed by one of Hollywood's most notoriously liberal filmmaker actors. Talk about juxtapositioning. Parallels are evident between the conspirator and policies invoked after 9/11 by the Bush II administration. Specifically, although Mrs. Surratt was born in Maryland and in sympathy with the Confederacy, why did she stand before a military commission and deny due process in a civilian court? I guess that's where Cicero's notion comes in. His quote is spoken in the film by Lincoln Secretary of War Edwin Stanton, played by Kevin Kline. With backup from a freshly sworn president, Stanton makes it impossible for Mary Surratt to be in a position for acquittal by reasonable doubt. Watching the PBS miniseries The Civil War, it's clear there is still reasonable doubt that Surratt knew her son and other rebel malcontents were conspiring to kill Lincoln. The PBS documentary uses the phrase "may have been" when saying whether or not she was culpable. Redford's conspirator treads perilously close to Stanley Kubrick's message laid out in much darker detail in Paths of Glory. In a nutshell, Kubrick's classic film scorns the notion that public examples must be made of the guilty, even if some of the accused might be innocent. The 14th Amendment came too late for Mary Surratt, but it didn't keep her lawyer Frederick Aiken, played by James McAvoy, from trying to shift the trial to civilian jurisdiction. Reverdy Johnson, a U.S. senator from Maryland, is the legal eagle and politician prodding young Aiken to take the Surratt case. Johnson is played by Tom Wilkinson. It's important, I think, to point out here, though, that Senator Johnson, although against slavery, was also counsel to the slave owner defendant in the infamous Dred Scott decision handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1857. Quoting Cicero opens the door for another quote written by a person of more recent history that crystallizes the mindset of Reverdy Johnson, who was also, by the way, the 21st U.S. Attorney General. This more contemporary remark comes from someone much less conservative than General Johnson. Playwright Lillian Hellman of McCarthy-era fame of the 1950s knew a thing or two about being questioned by a panel of the powerful, as Surratt was. Hellman wrote later in a memoir, quote, "Since when do we have to agree with people to defend them from injustice?" Unquote. That's why Aiken took Mary Surratt's case, even though he'd been dodging Confederate ordnance longer than he wanted to, for he felt American citizens should have the right to a jury of their peers, even if a particular citizen might be implicated in conspiring to kill the very president he'd been fighting for since the war began. Arguing for Surratt, Aiken declares that if John Wilkes Booth had been tried in the same manner, that too would have been wrong. After watching his client hang by the neck until she was dead, which took about 5 minutes, Aiken left military law for journalism. He became the first editor of the Washington Post. Some say that such is the glue that holds us, the U.S., together. More film reviews with a guy with his voice await you online at TulsaTVMemories.com or at the International Movie Database, IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the Valley.